I have less of a concern because these are isolated. The one in the Woodlands of Franklin, which was a waterway that was fluctuating in size all the time, was a much bigger concern, and we still have ongoing problems with that. But I just wanted to make sure that everyone on the council understood we are, again, putting these no-build zones in lots, and I thought we kind of agreed we weren't going to do that.
You're talking about just lot 6 and 7?
Yeah, well, lot 6, and I think the other one is partly lot 44, lot 43. Yeah.
I would just note this is part of the what's on the final or the preliminary plat that was approved. This is the final plat. It is in substantial conformance with the preliminary plat.
I have a motion to approve the latest draft.
I'll second.
That's the modified version.
Right, the one that was emailed on today at 4:04.
Okay. Further discussion? Alderman Dandridge.
Nick, are there instructions to the developer that maybe they should put some marking, either boulders or signage, to maybe to bring a better attention to the owners? I mean, I know on a survey, once the house is built, I hear where Alderwoman Wilhelm is coming, and I know we've put markings out in other areas, not we, but requested of the developer to do so.
Correct. The city has done that in the past. In this case, I do not recall offhand if that was a requirement of the preliminary plat or not.
Okay, thank you.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I will remind the Common Council you'll get an invitation to a grand opening 20. Matt, what is it? Do you know?
It's in my calendar.
July 31st, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's Tuesday.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks. Item G13 is a resolution to execute a subdivision. We just developer's agreement for Aspen Woods.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 on 223 is a resolution for a supplemental agreement contract for traffic analysis and design for traffic impact analysis required by the state DOT for the Elm Road extension phase 2 and what we call RED.
Just a question.
On the table.
I'll make a motion, but this is like a change order, right? In a way? I mean, it was not expected, and this is increased dollars?
The first time that they submitted some information to DOT and then wait on DOT to tell them what they need.
Okay. All right. So move.
Second.
Just one clarification. This is budgeted for from the TIF district.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is on page 233 is a resolution to accept the water main easements at 9905 South 76th Street and 9991 South 76th.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 on page 253, resolution to authorize construction of a public trail upon land in the River Park subdivision.
So move.
I have a question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Do we have who's going to do the construction yet? Or we do. Okay. That's it.
The bridge has been ordered and should arrive in the next couple of weeks. Sure. So take the last trees.
Okay, who's doing the construction? Okay. I'm hoping we're going to see the contract for Pleasant View construction pretty soon. This was way before. Right, it's got to come to the council.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G17. This is a 309. Resolution to waive requirements for public water and sanitary sewer for three lots on West Rawson Avenue. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Again.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G18 on page 2315, resolution authorized execution of professional services contract with Lakeside engineering for phase one of the design of 60 A Street.
So move.
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, real quick. This is regarding the sight lines and that, the safety issues. Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This just reminds me we need a status update for the 51st Street intersection. Can we get that note, that for the agenda?
Next meeting.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G19 on 329 is resolution conditionally approving a land combination at 4233 West Carmel.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G20 on 339 is an authorization to sign amendment to the professional services contract for Rucker and Milkey for evaluation of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Odor Reduction Study. Amount $3,500. Alderman Wilhelm.
I want to make sure that the study includes what staff states on page 340. Staff would utilize Rucker and Milkey's efforts to meet with MMSD and efforts to have MMSD finance the projects. Nowhere in the four design proposal amendments does it say anything that they are going to do that. It's emails, in-person meetings with city officials, but that's regarding coordinating the manufacturing of the equipment. There's nothing about using them to finance or working on financing. Do we need another bullet point?
No, that's not within Rucker Milkey's scope to have MSD finance it. So we're going to meet with MSD and try to talk them into financing it, but that'll be an MSD decision. Then we'll have an intergovernmental agreement for that.
I'm just reading. It says staff would utilize Rucker and Milkey's efforts to meet with MSD and effort to have MSD finance the projects, but it's not one of the bullet points.
Well, I'm going to use the information that they actually they're doing. They're doing additional research, and I'll use that to talk to MSD.
Okay, I'm not going to vote. It's another Ryan Creek Interceptor project, but thank you for the answer.
And Bill Milkey is on the technical advisory. What is it?
Tat.
And he's there all the time. So, so there's a motion to approve.
So
is there?
Second. I don't think there was.
There wasn't one.
Okay. All those in favor, say
aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
I have no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No. Who made the motion?
Alderman Taylor did.
Okay.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. G21 is on 343, an ordinance to modify the municipal code 245-5D4 to have no parking on Central Avenue. Alderman Taylor?
So moved.
Second.
Option one.
Thank you.
Make it permanent.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That actually worked out well between the aldermen and staff and mm-hmm. the owner and everybody visiting him and having breakfast there.
Yeah.
It worked out well. And he earned a whole bunch of money. G22, page 349, ordinance to modify the municipal code 240. Oh, this is Forestal Avenue. Okay.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. On page 355, G23, an ordinance to amend 207-13E relating to the water utility rates.
Yeah. So moved.
Alderman Wilhelm.
What are the rates? There's nothing in here about what the rates are, what the rates are going to. There's no cost. It just says we're going to change this to be the rates.
Mr. Moore.
I do not have that offhand.
So we don't know what rates we're increasing to?
Mr. City Attorney.
The City Director of Finance mentioned this to me somewhere in the past few weeks, and there was a provision in the municipal code from decades and decades ago that had some small amount of then Public Service Commission approved water rates, and he prepared a draft ordinance, and it's clear to me that the thought was, well, PSC regulates all the rates, so absent having to amend the ordinance every time there's a rate change, simplified rate case or otherwise, this simply refers to whatever the PSC set rate is, as though shall be the rates in Franklin.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I just want to know what the rates are. The information would be helpful to see what we were doing.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. G24 on page 359 is the monthly financial report.
Motion receive and place on file.
Second.
All those in favor, signify.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G25 is annual market adjustment and market adjustment to wage and salary rates for non-representatives. Mr. Roberto.
The recommended 2% was recommended by Personnel Committee unanimously last year.
And money's budgeted.
We budgeted for this year?
Correct. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And you guys don't care, but I do. Used to be when you made this motion and approved it, Mr. Liberta and I would have a stack of 254 change order, change forms for personnel salaries. We've changed that procedure. Now it's one. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Well, you know, it helps to peek back through the curtain once in a while. Page 389 is item G26, authority to contract with Quorum and Continuum Architects. Those are two of them for the preliminary architectural design for the City Hall remodel project. Alderman Taylor.
So are we going to actually get some renderings of what this is going to look like at some point? Is
yes.
that coming?
So this, they've given proposals and given us samples of the kinds of renderings they would do with this kind of project and gave us pricing. And so this would allow me to then contract with them to have them each do 3 renderings, 2 right at anticipated budget point and 1 slightly above the anticipated budget, so we can put our ability to do something in context.
And then that will come here, and then we will vote on what option we want, basically. Is that correct?
Yes. And then picking between those 6 options, then we'll have a final contract for whichever firm is selected, whichever concept. They go back and tweak it, and then they develop we have a contract for them to actually do the full architectural design to go into a bid package.
So 2 firms, 3 each?
Yes.
Okay.
6. That means 6 opinions.
Well, 6 opinions for 6. Well, right. Well, and that's and that we're going to see government at its best. We'll see. Then somebody better wow us, or else it's going to be a long meeting.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G27 on page 397 is a closed session. Parks Commission would like us to go into closed session and discuss this. Is there a motion to enter closed session? Well, excuse me. Let's do licenses.
Okay.
28.
Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
All right. We met earlier tonight. We have first one, Vincent, approve of the letter. Second one, Veronica, approve of the letter, but it's not Rock Sports Complex. She filled out where she works, which is Root River Swagger, and somehow all the paperwork says Rock Sports Complex. So that needs to be corrected. Peter, approve of the letter. Then everything else on the first page is approve. Second page, first 2 are approve. Sierra Kisting, hold for appearance. Shauna, Kimberly, Christian, Pamela, and David all approve. Then we have Justin Lockridge, approve pending corrected application. He's left some information off. The rest are all approve on page 2. And then on page 3, the first 5 are approve, and then hold for appearance for the Franklin Public Library.
Second.
You don't trust them?
No. For who?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
My gosh, the shady operation they're running there. We're going to call them in.
I-1 on no page is a motion approving the following. city vouchers with an ending date of July 13, 2018, in the amount of $2,244,076.33, and payroll dated June 22, 2018, in the amount of $412,684.02, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $404,971.90, plus city matching payments. And payroll dated July 6, 2018, in the amount of $384,297.93, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $206,213.50, plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll dated July 20th, estimated at $403,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $412,000, plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll dated August 3rd, estimated at $386,000, and payroll deductions estimated at $211,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds with an ending date of July 12th in the amount of $2,704.87.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstention. Motion carries. We move back to item G27, page 397. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19851 sub E for the market competition and bargaining reasons to consider potential acquisition of properties to be used for public park purposes in the city pursuant to May 1st Common Council action? I better make that May 1st, 2018 Common Council action upon the Parks Commission recommendation to move forward with parkland acquisition necessary steps, and which Common Council action also changed the status of the neighborhood parkland acquisition project in the 2018 Capital Improvement Fund to an approved project, and to re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstention. So we will go into closed session. So thank you, folks. Yes.
And I don't have to recycle it.
It is 7:50. We are back in open session. No action to be taken on the matter discussed prior to this. We will now, is there a motion to go into closed session pursuant to 19851E for the purpose of deliberating or negotiating a purchase of public properties, the investment of public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whether competitive or bargaining reasons that require a closed session to consider a clinic agreement with Aurora Healthcare for participation in a dedicated clinic arrangement opportunity exclusive for Franklin Business Park Consortium members, and may enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
We are once again in a closed session. It's 8:07. We're back in the open session. No action on the previous item. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Where are you going?
I'm going to points.
Is there a second to
second?
What?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'm